It was lovely.
Thank you.
And now I'd like to introduce and invite Carol Kern to give us a reflection as our stewardship campaign committee chair.
Do you want to take it here?
You can, or you, Deborah.
Hey, everybody. A few weeks ago, Rev Pam gave a sermon on widening the circle, and among the many bits of wisdom in that sermon was the idea of stepping outside your comfort zone. After the service, I started talking to my husband, Jim, about how I should try to step out of my comfort zone, maybe take a watercolor class or something like that that I'd been wanting to try. Well, Jim kind of looked at me in amazement and said, Carol, what about your taking on chair of stewardship? Isn't that outside of your comfort zone? Oh yeah, big time. Fundraising, Excel sheets, I am the opposite of a financial and numbers person. I would perhaps be the worst person of all to be chair of stewardship. How could I possibly raise $357,000? However, I took a leap of faith and I said yes, and here I am standing before you today. Our theme, as you know, is cultivating community, and that got me thinking about trees growing in forest communities. I've decided that I'm a maple tree, and you are my forest home. So how did I get here? I think it all started when I was about 10 years old. My mom was our Girl Scout leader, and she took us camping, my first time ever. She divided us all into patrols. Some of us had to clean the outhouse, and the smell of pine saw on wood instantly takes me back to my childhood. We learned how to build a fire and cook our one-pot meals in a cast iron skillet. And the next morning, on a beautiful Sunday morning in the woods in Maryland, I was in the patrol in charge of the Scout Zone, which was the non-denominational Girl Scout ceremony. Now, at this point in my life, I had never been in a church or even heard a sermon, having been raised by two agnostic, atheist, scientist parents. Well, as part of the Scout Zone, I led my rambunctious troop mates down a path in the woods until we got to a huge tree. Once we touched that tree, each girl had to immediately become silent and respectful and enter into a sacred space that was a clearing in the woods. I remember being so amazed that it actually worked. As each girl touched the bark of that tree, we all fell silent and respectfully went to stand in a circle where we recited some poems, we talked about our favorite part of the weekend, and we sang the Girl Scout song, Make New Friends. I stood there and I looked around the girls at my troop, and I felt such a feeling of belonging, of awe, of mystery, and especially as I tilted my head back and I looked up into the forest canopy above. It was my first inkling of my own spiritual journey, and you can see how trees have figured into it. Fast forward many years, and I was a vet student here at Virginia Tech, where I met and fell in love with an engineering grad student named Jim. Call this my sapling phase. We were planning a wedding in October outside by the duck pond on Virginia Tech campus, but we needed a bad weather option. You at this congregation told us that we could use your beautiful space for our wedding. At that time, our building looked much different, and because it was a cold, blustery day, we ended up being married in what is now Elarth Hall behind us. The first time we stepped foot in this building was on our wedding day. I arrived with my dad coming up the driveway in a carriage pulled by a beautiful gray draft horse named Beauty and married Jim 26 years ago. Then a few more years went by, and I was pregnant with our daughter, Sarah. Jim and I had no idea how to be parents, and we were searching for a religious community. Our little tree family needed a forest home. So we showed up here again, and we were greeted by Isabel, like so many of you, and we decided to sign the book and join you all. A few years later, our son Jason joined our family, and the Lukes became our kids' adopted grandparents, since we had no family here. Other UUC community members taught Sarah and Jason in religious education, or RE, were their mentors for coming of age, took them to the mountain, the UU camp in North Carolina, and encouraged them in young religious Unitarian Universalism, or YRUU, coffee houses. They both became camp counselors and peer advisors at the mountain and learned about leadership and so much else. Our kids literally grew up here, and you supported them and encouraged them and gave them a safe and confidential space to speak at YRUU check-ins. I want to thank all of you for the love and support, that you have given to our kids and that you continue to offer the kids of RE today. Thank you. Our saplings had a beautiful forest to support them. The forest continues to grow and prosper, and if we want to keep cultivating community, we need another big tree. A full-time director of religious education. I can't wait to see how RE can continue to grow and flourish and positively impact so many more kids and adults in the future with a full-time DRE. So now both our kids are in college, and I am working full-time as a vet in Radford. My job can be hard and heartbreaking. This week alone, I performed 3 euthanasias and had 2 more end-of-life conversations about people's pets. Pets give owners beautiful and uncomplicated, unconditional love, which matter a great deal to people. I spent so much time of my work life as a grief counselor, of which I had 0 hours of training in vet school. It is so hard to absorb so much sadness, but we all have to be the adult tree in the forest sometimes. When one of our patients die, we send money to the Arbor Day Foundation to plant a tree in Tahoe National Forest for that pet. The American Veterinary Medical Association is working hard on training us veterinarians as a profession to advocate for our own mental health. One of the ways, along with eating well, which vets are horrible at, by the way, and exercising, is having a supportive community and a spiritual home. The trees need a forest. And I have so much gratitude to all of you at UUC for being my forest, my spiritual home, and helping me so much with support and decompression for my professional life. So here we are in our forest, and it may seem like trees are pretty stationary, but our roots travel far and wide, and mine have gotten into a lot of different areas of soil here in our forest. Am I stretching the tree metaphor too much? Going out on a limb? That was Jim's joke, by the way. I've been board president twice, taught religious education, been a greeter, served on leadership development, and now I'm stewardship chair. All of this has helped me grow my branches and connect to this beloved community. When I accepted the position of stewardship chair, I knew that I wanted us to try something new. I realized that what we were needing and what we were missing from all the isolation and the pandemic was actually getting together and meeting each other and having some fun. So the stewardship activities plan was born. Yeah, we needed to remind each other to pledge, but more importantly, we needed to remind each other why we pledge. We have to cultivate community, and we on the stewardship community are so excited to share some of our favorite things with you in a variety of small get-togethers. Well, yeah, you'll get a brief reminder about pledging, but a whole lot of just enjoying each other's company. Join me and hike a mountain, or sit around a campfire and listen to Jim play guitar. Join a cookie exchange, or any of the other fun offerings. We'll be really sad, actually, if no one signs up. So come on out, or Zoom one of the Zoom offerings, and have some fun. This is us sending our little bits of love to all of you. Also, please pledge. Let's do this together and keep this blessed community, our forest home, strong. Thank you.